Introduction to the Story of Hiawatha. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Peter Yearsley. The Song of Hiawatha by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Introductory note. The Song of Hiawatha is based on the legends and stories of many North American Indian tribes, but especially those of the Ojibwe Indians of northern Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. They were collected by Henry Rowe Schoolcraft, the renowned historian, pioneer explorer, and geologist. He was superintendent of Indian affairs for Michigan from 1836 to 1841. Schoolcraft married Jane Johnson, Obabamwawagejegokwa, the woman of the sound which the stars make rushing through the sky. Jane was a daughter of John Johnson, an early Irish fur trader, and Oshaugaskodewekwa, the woman of the green prairie, who was a daughter of Waubojeg, the white fisher, who was chief of the Ojibwe tribe at La Pointe, Wisconsin. Jane and her mother are credited with having researched, authenticated, and compiled much of the material Schoolcraft included in his Algic Researches, 1839, and a revision published in 1856 as The Myth of Hiawatha. It was this latter revision that Longfellow used as the basis for the Song of Hiawatha. Longfellow began Hiawatha on June the 25th, 1854. He completed it on March the 29th, 1855, and it was published November the 10th, 1855. As soon as the poem was published, its popularity was assured. However, it also was severely criticised as a plagiary of the Finnish epic poem Kalevala. Longfellow made no secret of the fact that he used the metre of the Kalevala, but as for the legends, he openly gave credit to Schoolcraft in his notes to the poem. I would add a personal note here. My father's roots include Ojibwe Indians. His mother, Margaret Caroline Davenport, was a daughter of Susan de Caro Davenport, Ogi Emakwa, the chief woman, whose mother was a daughter of Chief Waubojig. Finally, my mother used to rock me to sleep, reading portions of Hiawatha to me, especially Wawa Tesi, little firefly, little flitting white fire insect, little dancing white fire creature. Light me with your little candle, ere upon my bed I lay me, ere in sleep I close my eyelids. Woodrow W. Morris. The Song of Hiawatha. Introduction. Should you ask me whence these stories, whence these legends and traditions, with the odours of the forest, with the dew and damp of meadows, with the curling smoke of wigwams, with the rushing of great rivers, with their frequent repetitions and their...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?